Zot the Gemara daf Nun Dalet Omed Beis Meisrei. Now Rashi very helpfully explains to us by way of introduction what this Meisrei is going to be about. Says Rashi, if you look towards the end of the line there, Meisrei l'Rabbi Acha. We mustn't forget Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Acha told us on the previous Omud that what, says Rashi, the Omar toikin al kol musaf v musaf. If you have a day where there are more than one musafin, for example on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or on a day like that, so Rabbi Acha was mechadish to us that you do double tkiyas. Now, why is Rashi adding this for us? Because we've had a whole long sugya since then. We almost, Chas v'Shalom, could have forgotten about Rav Acha. So when we say Meisrei, what would we immediately think? Meisrei probably means we're asking a question on something that was just stated. So Rashi needs to say, no, it's not. It's something that was all the way back, almost an omer ago or more, Rav Acha. That's why Rashi is pointing out in which direction the Meisrei is going. So let's have a look at the Gemara. Meisrei, Rosh Chodesh Shechal Liyos V'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, as it's going to be Mitzvah Hashem next Rosh Chodesh, Nisan. Shir Shel Rosh Chodesh Doicha Shir Shel Shabbos. We've always been discussing the Tkiyos, but the Tkiyos during the Karbonos there was also a Shir. So we're making a little bit of an assumption over here. What's the assumption that we're making? We're assuming that that if Rav Acha tells you that every korban has its own set of tkiyos, then presumably every korban also has its own shir. That's the assumption we're making. In theory, without explaining, but in theory we may possibly have been able to differentiate. Maybe tkiyos has one din, and Shir has a different din, but apparently not. So we're assuming that it's all the same. So what's the question, therefore? When you have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh that coincide, according to Rav Acha, because there are two Karbonos Musaf, Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and Musaf of Shabbos. So according to Rav Acha, we definitely have, in Rav Acha's opinion, a double set of tkiyos. So l'chaira, we should also have a double shir. The shir of Shabbos, Mizmor Shir L'Yema Shabbos, and the shir of Rosh Chodesh. And yet the Braisa doesn't say that. What does the Braisa say? The shir of Rosh Chodesh, Doicha Shir Shul Shabbos. It pushes it away. How are we translating the word Doicha at the moment? Cancels.
Goes away.
Not, as we're going to explain in a minute, that it just means it's delayed. At the moment we're translating, we're understanding that Doicha means cancelled completely. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. The Iita, if it would be true, if what would be true? If Rav Acha's principle would be true, that every Musaf stands on its own, Lema de Shabbos, the Lema de Rosh Chodesh. Why don't we say both? We were fine having two tkiyos, so why can't we have two shir? Says the Gemara, Omer of Safra, my doicha, quote unquote. What does the word doicha mean? You thought that doicha means pushes off completely. No. Doicha lekadim. It doesn't mean push it off. What does it mean?
Proceed.
Just means delays it. Doicha, right. It means that the Shabbos shir will come first. See, doicha can really be translated in English as well. Push off or just push away.
Shabbos year would come first, or
so no, so
the Chodesh year would come first.
So the Brisa says the shir of Rosh Chodesh is doicha shir shel Shabbos. So we thought that that means what? That there will be a shir of Rosh Chodesh and there will not be a shir of Shabbos. We thought it meant doicha means you push it off completely. No, it just means what? You'll receive your first two Rosh Chodesh and then you'll do Shabbos, which means Rav Acha is in good shape. Rav Acha says that every korban requires its own tkiyos. Ah, well then presumably it would require its own shir. It gets its own shir. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. V'amai Todir v'she'enoi todir Todir koidem. The world's famous rule. The world's famous rule. Todir v'she'enoi todir Todir koidem. When you have the frequent and the infrequent, then the frequent gets precedence. But why are you telling me that Rosh Chodesh comes before Shabbos? Which one is Todir?
Shabbos.
Why does Shabbos do that? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Leida Shehukva Rosh Chodesh Bizmanoi. Literally translated, we'll see Rashi. In order to show, to know that Rosh Chodesh has been fixed Bizmanoi in the right time. What does that mean? Zok Rashi. Leida Shehukva Rosh Chodesh Bizmanoi, says Rashi. Hai Chashivusa. What does that mean, Chashivusa?
This
importance, this prominence, I think is the best way we could translate this. This prominence that you're giving to Rosh Chodesh, what was the question? What should have been first?
Shabbos.
So by putting Rosh Chodesh first, you're giving it special chashivas. Why? Says Rashi, Hai chashivusel abdinon lei. We are doing lehekeira, comma. What does that mean, lehekeira? As a hekka. We had the word hekka before. That it should be noticeable, it should be recognizable. What should be recognizable? Sheyakiru. That people should recognize the pshita lehu, that it was straightforward, it was poshut lebezdin shekitshuhu kehil chasai. Commemorating when Bezdin used to be Makadesh the Chodesh. Then it really was Kiddush. It's like you're Makadesh the Shabbos, you're Makadesh Yom, they were Makadesh, they announced when it would be Rosh Chodesh. So we have Kiddush Levon. Either way, says Rashi, V'loy yegamgeim leiv odom olov. Now, yegamgeim literally translated means stammer. But here we'll translate it as they shouldn't doubt or hesitate. There should be no hesitation, leiv odom, in the hearts of any man. D'roiv b'nei odom. Remember, most people Loiro'u chidush halavona. Imagine you're sitting in Ramat Beit Shemesh and you didn't see the new moon. Happened to be the new moon was only visible in Yerushalayim. So all of a sudden there's an announcement, Mover Avosai, it's Rosh Chodesh. Now, what might go through your mind's first initial reaction? Chodesh! Who says? How do you know? We didn't see the new moon. So the only way I'll be convinced is if Bezdin tell me with absolute clarity it is indeed Rosh Chodesh, let there be no doubt. That way my fears will be allayed. Otherwise it's a bit of a strange phenomenon. I didn't see any new moon and I'm being told it's Rosh Chodesh. Oh, maybe yeah, maybe not, maybe not, maybe yes. Says Rashi, that's why they gave extra prominence to the shir of Rosh Chodesh. You're right. If I would apply the normal Todi v'she'enoi Todi rule, which one would have been first? Shabbos. So why am I giving Rosh Chodesh extra prominence? In order for there should be a hekka. What does that mean? There should be a hecker. That should be the clearest and firmest announcement that what? It is Rosh Chodesh. Yes, it is Rosh Chodesh. Let there be no doubt in the heart of any man. Let's see this Rashi again. Leida shehuk for Rosh Chodesh bizmanoi. Hai chashivusa of dinon leila hekeira. It's for a hecker. They would give this prominence as a hecker. Sheyakiru, that everybody should recognize the pshita lehu. What does it mean, the pshita lehu? But it's poshut. We have no doubt. Lebezin shekitshuhu kehil chosai. That indeed they will makadosh the chodesh kahalocha, correctly, halachically, in a sound manner. And nobody should be the gum game. Nobody should hesitate and doubt. The roiv bnei adam, because most people lay ro'u chiddush alavona. So by Bezdin giving this extra prominence to Rosh Chodesh, how so? By the sheir coming first, that is the clearest and most emphatic statement that what? Let there be no doubt, it is absolutely Rosh Chodesh. And just to prove the point, we're actually going to give Rosh Chodesh extra chashivus.
But didn't that only apply in the Beis HaMikdash? Otherwise, the hecker that was given.
Yeah, here in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, now Rabbeisai, I'm going to show you now the most unbelievable tosfos. But this is where you really have to learn the tosfos and not read the tosfos.
Let me ask you a question first. Why wouldn't a hecker just have been Rosh Chodesh after Shabbos?
Because I think what the Gemara is saying is, had Rosh Chodesh come second, that, as it were, would have expressed some sort of doubt that, oh, we better put it second because we're actually not even sure 100% that it really is Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
By giving it first position, what do you say? Everybody should know.
It's
our declaration. It's a clear Rosh Chodesh. There'll be no doubt. I know you're probably all thinking to yourselves, oh, this is very strange because Rav of Klal Yisrael never saw the new moon. Rely on us. We did the correct thing halachically. We were makadosh the Chodesh. And in order to prove the point and to stress the point, we're giving Rosh Chodesh top notch. Okay. Now, there is a little tiny Tosfos, a six-word Tosfos. And you're going to see that this six-word Tosfos has phenomenal repercussions. But it only has phenomenal repercussions if you really learn the Tosfos well. In order to learn the Tosfos well, I want to just very briefly recap the stages of the Gemara that we just learned. The Gemara asked the question, what did the Braisa say? When Rosh Chodesh is chal the Shabbos, what do you do with the Shir? The Rosh Chodesh is doicha the Shabbos. What was the Gemara's question? According to Rav Acha,
you only say the Rosh Chodesh, not the Shabbos. The Shir for Rosh Chodesh, not the Shabbos.
So what was the Shaila? According to Rav Acha, what should be the halacha?
Both.
You should do both. I mean, what was Havamina? What did we think at stage one?
Override.
The override means not just it proceeds, but rather
it cancels.
In other words, our initial understanding over here is that how many shir was there going to be that day? One. And we understood. Which one is it? For some reason, Rosh Chodesh gets the vote. Gemara says, I don't understand. According to Rav Acha, it's not a question of picking or choosing. They should both get the shir. And what was the Gemara's answer? They do both get the shir. And what was the Gemara's follow-up question? The Seder, they both get a shir, but why on earth is Rosh Chodesh first? Now, here, with a halt and cough. When the Gemara asked the Shaila, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, according to Rav Acha, we should do a double shir. Who gave the answer? Look in the Gemara, who spoke on the fourth wide line? Rav Safra. Omar Rav Safra. Rav Safra is the one who told us the words. That doicha, you're making a mistake. Doicha doesn't mean cancel, rather it means proceed. And we immediately jump down Rav Safra's throat. And what do we say to Rav Safra? What's going on? Tadeh b'shein tadeh. What happened to the tadeh rule? Look at Tosfos now. Va'amai. You've got Tosfos, va'amai. Zok Tosfos. Beloy Rav Safra Yochel Lahakshes came. I'm just going to translate. Without Rav Safra, you would also be able to ask this question. If you learn this taste as well as we are about to do, Mr. Hashem, you'll see there are enormous ramifications, lahalocha, from this tesis. A very, very innocuous looking tesis. What does tesis say? Beloy Rav Safra, Yochai Lahakshis came. Even without Rav Safra, you could easily have asked the same question. Now let me point out, we've mentioned many, 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 many times in this shiur. When I ask you a question following a statement that you say, the automatic assumption is that what? That the question is based on what you just said. We always point this out whenever the Gemara says, in Cain, or Ihochi, if so. If I have a question which has nothing to do with what you just stated, then why would I ask it just now? If you say to me, Nachum will tell me, I got to Ramat Beit Shemesh Gimel this morning by bus. I say, really? I don't understand. Why are you wearing a grey sweater? Okay, that's a very fair question. What's that got to do with the fact that I got here by bus? So either you've got one or two options. Either for some reason that question is a follow-up and it's based on the fact that you got here by bus. That's one option. And what's the other option? That it's not. And even though I asked it now, but actually I could have quite frankly asked it before as well. Those are the two options. There can't be any other options at all. Are you with me so far? Either the question is based on the information you just provided, which would be the most satisfactory explanation of why I just asked it now, or the question has nothing to do with the information you just provided, in which case I would have to explain myself and I would have to say, when I asked you this question, why wearing a grey sweater, it had nothing to do with what you just told me. Oh, okay. Now apply that back into Tosfos. Again, the stages have to be clear. The Gemara thought that what does the word doicha mean?
Cancel.
Cancel. So which shir are we going to do? Rish Chodesh, yes. Shabbos, no. That is stage one. What was stage two? Rav Safra tells us that, well, you're making a mistake. What does doicha really mean?
One precedes the other.
Proceed. So we're not doing one of the shir, we're actually doing both. That was stage two. What's the magic stage three? What's going on? Why is Rosh Chodesh first? Here's now the key. Is stage three based on stage two? Or is it not based on stage two? This is what Tosfos is here to help us. Is stage three, meaning the Toddy question, based on Rav Safra's information? Or is it not based on Rav Safra's information? What did Rav Safra say? That doicha means not cancels, rather proceeds. So you'll have Rosh Chodesh and then Shabbos. And what does the Gemara ask? Oh, what happened to Tadi? Why putting Rosh Chodesh first? Surely Shabbos should have been first. Fair question. But is that question based on what Rav Safra just told us or not? So now look at Tosfos again. Tosfos says, you know something? Beloy Rav Safra. Even without Rav Safra, Yochel La'akshoyz came, you could have asked the same question. So don't make the mistake of thinking that stage 3 is based on stage 2 of Safra, because you quite frankly could have asked the question right on stage 1. Okay? So Tosfos has given us homework now. So let's go back to stage 1. What was stage 1? We thought that what does Doicha mean?
Cancel.
So what would it, you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you'd walk in on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and which shir would you hear, according to stage 1? Only Rosh Chodesh. What does Tosfos say?
What happened to Shabbos?
You could have asked the Kasha then, what would you have asked?
What happened to Shabbos? It's Tadir.
So why is Tosfos the finish? Why am I getting all excited about this Tosfos? Oh! Carry on, I'm not going to hit the nail on the head. Go on. In other words,
it's not code there if one is
canceled. Oh! Hit the nail on the head. In other words, if not for this Tosfos, I would say, and this is a huge, that's what I meant for, there's enormous repercussions over here. There is a phenomenal machlokes. When I've got A and B, and I'm going to do both, which rule do we apply?
Toddy rule.
But when I've got A and B, and I'm only going to do one of them for whatever reason, does the Toddy rule apply then as well? Some say it doesn't apply then.
Tosfos
is telling you that it does apply. Tosfos is telling you that the Toddy rule applies not only with regard to the question which one will come first and which one will come second, but it applies also even in the event that I'm not going to have a first and a second, I'm only going
to
have one. Toddy has the power not only to decide the order, but it would even have the power to decide which one is on and which one is off. That's what I see in the Tosfos. And that's why Tosfos is so bothered. Because why is Rav Safra the one to blame over here? What did Rav Safra say? You'll do Rosh Chodesh, you'll also do Shabbat. Oh, Tadi! Says Rav Safra, this is what Tosfos points out to us, Rav Safra says, don't look at me. This has nothing to do with me. In yeshivas, there's always this wonderful expression. It's a very important expression. It's stamakasha. You heard that expression? What does that mean? It's stamakasha. Stamakasha means it's anyway a question, has nothing to do with what I just said. Why wearing a grey sweater is stamashaila? Something to do with it because you came here by bus. So what is Tosa telling me? You're right. Don't get overexcited. Beloy Rav Safra Yochel Lahakshos came. Even without Rav Safra, we could have asked the same question. In other words, even in the world of the Havamina, let's now step into that world. In the world of the Havamina, what did we think Doicha meant?
Thought it meant preference, one of the other.
We meant, we thought it meant cancel. We thought it meant cancel, yeah. What was the Rav Safra's teretz? No, it doesn't mean cancel. It's just a question of what the seder is, what the order is. So Tosfos, the Toddy question would have been just as valid a question on stage 1 as it would be on stage 2. So that's what I'm saying. When you learn this Tosfos, you suddenly realize that Tosfos has told you a phenomenal chiddush, like you said, Rav Nachum. I would have been perfectly excused for thinking, and in fact some do hold that way, but excuse me, Toddy v'sha'inai Toddir, Toddir, Koidem! What's the translation of the word Koidem? First! But who says Toddy v'sha'inai Toddir even has the power to knock one off the stage? Tosfos apparently holds that. Now I'm going to give you a classic example. Classic example that we're all familiar with, And in fact, this is negea to all of us in a couple of weeks' time. Negea to us in a couple of weeks' time. When's it negea?
Either Purim or Pesach.
In between Purim and Pesach. When's the next Rosh Chodesh?
Shabbos.
Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. How many Sefer Torah will there be?
Three.
We'll be laning amidst Hashem the Parashas HaShavua. We will be laning the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. And guess what? That Shabbos happens also to be Parashas HaChodesh, which means we will lane from Parashas Bo. Now, let's take this very seriously. How many Kriyas will there be altogether? Three. So if I want to decide which ones come first, which ones come second, which ones come third, which rule do I apply? Okay, so what gets the first? What comes second? Why Rosh Chodesh? Because that's once a month. What will come fine last? Rosh Chodesh. So we're applying the total, that makes sense. By the way, just as an aside, it's a whole big discussion in itself. It's a little bit strange. Can anybody think, in theory, there's a bit of a question on that? It's going to be a mitzvah Hashem in 4 weeks' time. So it's going to be a Yikra, Tzav, Shmini, Tazria. So we're first going to lay in Tazria, that's Parashat HaShavua. We're then going to lay in Rosh Chodesh Laining, which is Parashat Pinchas. And then we're going to lay in Parashat Boy, which is Parashat HaChodesh. Now, why is Pinchas getting first vote? It's Parashat HaShavua, and it's Tadi. 1 second. How many times a year do you lay in Pinchas?
Once.
Parashat Tazria, I mean. Parashat Tazria, you lay once a year. And how many times do you lay in Rosh Chodesh?
Once a month.
So, excuse me, why is Parashat Tazria called Tadi? Every so often I just give a candy to my kids. It's not on Shabbos. Daddy, thank you. Why did you give me a candy? I said, because it's Tuesday today. Yeah. I said, you know, it's almost never Tuesday. It's true, no? It's almost never Tuesday. Most of the time it's not Tuesday. Why is Tazria called Tazir? Most of the parishes you don't name Tazir. Parishes Pinchas, Parish Chaydesh, every single month.
And they argue to say that that parishes of Shavuot is Tazir.
Oh, very good. Says the Shagas Hariyeh that you see, you look at the title rather than the detail. What's the title? What's the machayev of this kriya?
Parsha Shavuot.
Happens to be there every week as a different parsha, but it's the same chiyuv. Okay, fine. Now back, close parenthesis. Okay, so we're going to have three Sefer Torah, and we're going to apply the Tadi rule. Now, over there, it makes perfect sense because we really are leaning all three kriyas. Parshas Shavua, Rosh Chodesh, Parshas HaChodesh, what's the order? Tadi. But that very same Shabbos, I'm going to have another question, and this is where Tosfos comes into play. Where does Tosfos come into play that very same Shabbos? One word answer. Haftarah! How many Haftarahs are we going to do?
One.
Only one. So which one are we going to do? I've got three choices. Haftarah to Parshat Tazria, Haftarah to Parshat to Rosh Chodesh, or the special Haftarah for Shabbos HaChodesh. Now, if we would disagree with Tosfos, imagine Tosfos wouldn't have said his statement. In other words, imagine the rule of Tadi v'she'enoi Tadi would only apply in the case of when you really are doing both. or all three? And then it's just a question of sequence. So then if I would ask you the question, which Haftarah would we do? I'm not asking you to pask in the shayla. So what would your approach be? How would you decide which Haftarah to do? No, that's according to Tosfos. I'm saying if you disagree with Tosfos, and I'm asking you to pass it, I'm saying what would your approach be? Right, that's the answer. My approach would be, okay, I'm only doing one. Let's work out, I don't know, which is more the heavyweights. Maybe Shchedesh is very special, maybe Pasha is very special. That would be my approach. But according to Tosfos, I would have a different approach. What would Tosfos say? I'm not doing two or three, I'm only doing one. But Tosfos told us that Todin Shane Todin not only has the power to decide the sequence, it also has the power to decide which one over the above the other. That's why this innocuous looking Tosfos has enormous ramifications. Comes along the Heilige Mogen Avraham and asks the following shayla. What do you do on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah? Now, let's go through. What do we do on a regular Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Forget Hanukkah for the moment. So we have two kriyas. Which one first? Pashua. Why? Which Haftarah do we do? The Shabbos Haftarah or the Rosh Chodesh Haftarah? Rosh Chodesh Haftarah. Why do we do the Rosh Chodesh Haftarah? So if you again, if you would disagree with Tosfos, then we have no problem understanding why you do Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because the Todi rule doesn't apply, because you're only doing one. And it's a question which is more chashuv. So today Rosh Chodesh is more chashuv because it's a precise, because it's so rare, it's so special, whatever it may be. But according to Tosfos, you would have to ask the question. That should be our approach. Because Todin not only decides sequence, it's also decides which one gets the vote, and not the other. And yet the halacha is, you do the kriya of Rosh Chodesh. That's the halacha. So when Shabbos is chal on Rosh Chodesh, Rosh is chal on Shabbos, and also happens to be Chalukah. So we shall tell you what we're going to do. Obviously, I'm not going to do the Haftarah of Shabbos, because you see that even when Shabbos is on Rosh Chodesh, we don't do the Haftarah. So obviously, when there are two Haftarahs, Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah, which one is there going to be, Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah? So again, if you'd apply the Tazi rule, Rosh Chodesh. Allah is, which Haftarah do you do? Chanukah, because here is so many. You know the whole Eid of Hanukkah is the farce of the Nais, so we do the Haftarah, we're still talking about Menorah and the Neira, and for some minutes. Break the Mogen Avraham, I don't understand. What happens to Tosfos? He brings his taste. What happens to Tosfos? What happens to Tosfos? What does it mean according to Tosfos? Because again, without Tosfos, like you yourself said, Ramacher, I would never have dreamt that the rule of Tzadik can apply in that case. Because I would have said Tzadik only decides sequence. But Tzadik cannot decide one over and above the other. Tosfos tells me not that way. Tosfos tells me that even without Rav Safra, meaning even as long as I thought very immense pushes the lot completely off the stage, Tosfos says you still would have asked the question. You still would have asked the question. So you can imagine that this Tosfos has many, 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 many repercussions. Again, without Tosfos, what would I have thought? Tosfos rule only applies when I'm doing both or all three. So it's just a question of order. Oh, which order? But if for whatever reason I can only do one. Maybe told him it wouldn't apply. Jesus has, by and by, taught me that that's a mistake. Like I said, there are those who disagree with Jesus. But you can see that there's little innocent looking Jesus, phenomenally huge repercussions. Okay, let's carry on. So back to our story. So in the meantime, the Gemara tells you that at this stage of the game, they did indeed do a double shear. Which one was first? Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh. Why? What happened to Tzadik? What does Hekka? What does Hekka mean? In order to make an emphatic announcement and statement, nobody should have any doubt. Nobody should cast aspersions on the Beis Din that maybe they didn't do the halacha properly. No, it's 100% Rosh Chodesh, and just to prove the point, we're going to put it in verse. Okay. So how do you read this Gemara? In what tone do you read this Gemara? Vahai Hekera of Dinon. How do you read those three words?
Question.
It's a question. How do you know it's a question? Because the follow up word is Ah. If I don't read it as a statement, I have to sing it. Don't read it as Vahai Hekera of Dinon. No, it's Vahai Hekera of Dinon? Question mark. Is this the Hekka? Surely Ho Hekera Achrita of Dinon. There's a different Hekka. I'm not querying the necessity to do a Hekka. People are going to have doubts. Is it really Rosh Chodesh? We never saw the moon. You want to make a clear statement? Fine. But what is that statement? So you're telling me that the Hekka is the fact that you're giving the shear of Rosh Chodesh first up. Well, that's the Hekka? I think there's a different Hekka. Another. A different Hekka. What is that? The Tanya, because we have learned the following. Helve Tomid Shel Shachar. We know. How many Tmidin are there every day?
Two.
Tomid Shel Shachar, Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. The Chelve, which literally translated means the fat, but look immediately in Rashi. Rashi says, Chelve HaTomid, says Rashi, Hey Hey. What's Hey Hey? Hu Hadin, the exact same would be true, Lechol Eivarov. To all of the limbs. The kol avrei oila, because all of the limbs of the oila, kari, we call, quote unquote, chelve. So for the word chelve is really the generic term for all the limbs of the korban which need to be placed on the mizbeach. Yeah.
You know?
Sometimes we use that.
More
okay, that's something else. Now, what is that? You need to know this. The Tamid was an Ayla. Tamid in the morning, Tamid after was an Ayla. What does that mean? It's an Ayla. It's all going on with that. Nobody's eating anything. So the way that it used to go is as follows. If you remember, we had reason to mention recently there are really four stages of the Shechita. Shechita, Kabbalah Hadam, you've got to catch the blood and they pre-store it. Choylochas Hadam, you're going to walk to the Mizbeach with the dam, and then Zrika, you sprinkle it on the Mizbeach. That's the process of the Shechita. But one second, what about the actual sacrificing of the Korban itself on the Mizbeach? That's a different process. So there you had the Choylocha. Eilacha means to take it. You took the Eivarim and you put it next to the Mizbeach. Where exactly? That's going to be our discussion now. And then there's what's called the Ha'alo'o. To be Ma'alet. Actually raise it and put it on the Mizbeach. So again, they shechted the Korban, they cut it up into bits. With Eilacha, you put it by the Mizbeach in the assigned area. And then you actually place it on the Mizbeach. That's the process. Says the Gemara, Helve Tomid Shel Shachar Nitonin would be placed Mechatzi Kevesh Ulamata Bamidra. Veshel Musachin Nitonin Mechatzi Kevesh Ulamata B'ma'arov. It's a little bit complicated. Let's at least try and make a start now. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi, seven lines from the bottom. Nitonin mechatzi kevesh olamata b'mizrach. Shisho koyanim. There were six koyanim hazoichim, who were the ones who merited b'hoylochas eivorim. To transport the Eivorim, because the Amrinon besays the Yuma, as you will find details in the Gemara. Now, what exactly was their mitzvah? What were they asked to do? But not to put it on the Mizbeach. Transport it. Transport it to the Mizbeach, but not on the Mizbeach. Those six Kohanim, Masadrin Oisei, they would organize it. B'tachtisoi shel kevesh, at the bottom half of the. Okay, remember we discussed the kevesh, a very, very, very long ramp. Mechetziav ulamato, from half and down. So it was the bottom half of the kevesh, the kevesh. Then we then put it where? On the bottom half of the kevesh on the eastern side. Final stages, the next Kohen would come, the one who's called the Ma'ale, and he would take up this pile and he would put it on the Mizbeach. Fine, very straightforward. Says Rashi, V'zeh hoyos timon. This was a sign, Shehein Shel Tamid, that this was the Tamid. What does that mean, this was a sign? What was a sign? This placement, exactly in this location. Now, why is it important to have a sign? Why can't you tell the Ma'ale, go up to the Keresh, wherever you find it, dump on the Mizbeach? Why do you need to know what it is? Presumably, anything found on the Keresh needs to go on the Mizbeach. So what's the difference? Says Rashi, now I'll explain to you why it was very important that he knows what it is. Shepa Omin. On occasion, how you misakvin evore tomid as a Muslim. Sometimes, what does misakvin mean? It would be delayed. Sometimes there would be a delay with regard to the makra of the Ivori Tomi, Ivori Tomi, Ad HaMusaf, until the Musaf. So remember, there's the Tomi Shol Shachar, the whole process, the Shechita, and the Kabbalah, and the Locha, and the Zrika, and then cutting up, and it's a whole process. Meanwhile, if things got delayed for whatever reason, there's the whole Seder Hayoim. So now we makrib the next korban of the day, which let's say would be a Musaf. But we actually haven't yet got round to what? To putting the initial Tomid on the Mizbeah. And they would need some sort of hacker. Again, the word hacker. We need some sort of way of recognizing Shelay Yaktiru La Musafin Koidam La Oila Satomi. This will be it. What has to be the first problem of the day?
Thomas.
And nothing can come before it. If nothing can come before it, now I understand why we better make a very clearly assigned area where the Tomid Eivorim are. Why? Because if the Tomid Eivorim was sitting somewhere on the Mizbeach, we have no idea where, so what's going to happen? There's been a delay. They should have long been sacrificed, for some reason they're not. Now we're up to the next korban, the Musaf. Don't be makrib the Musaf before the Tomid. Remember, what's unique about the Tomid? The Tomid is first, and the Tomid is last. Nothing before the Tomid Shol Shachar, nothing after the Tomid Shol Bein Arayim. Says Rashi, Zohomach Kino Mikro, because we learn from a pasuk, She'ein Shum Korban. There is absolutely no Korban. Koidem al hamarocha, nothing goes. Marocha means the mizbeach. There was nothing on the mizbeach before the tomid shel shachar. That has to be first. Hilkoch, therefore, sorry, hekka. But that's why they needed a hekka. If you saw this pile, where? Exactly on the bottom half of the keresh, on the eastern side. As long as that pile's there, what do you know? Don't put anything on the mizbech. Yeah, but no, because it wasn't that big. Then you wouldn't know which one it is. Maybe it's not the tom, maybe it's a different carbon.
So other carbon were placed in that stand?
No, everything was placed on the kevesh, as we're soon going to see. But I come there, and there's a pile there, there's a pile there, there's a pile, five piles are there. I don't know what they all are.
So you know that because they put it in Israel.
Because it was given a special place, what do I know? If there's ever a pile of Ivorim there on that place, what do? Make sure that goes first. And you can't simply say, well, at least it's there. So does this Musaf Korban, so we'll dump it all. No. The Tomid has to go first. Tomid has to go first. That's why we had to designate, that's why it's called the Hekka, this Simon. Designate a specific area that all the Kohanim obviously know. This is the area where the Tomid of the Shachar goes. And so now, in the normal case, you didn't need the Hekka. Why not? Because by the time it came to doing the Korban Musaf, the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar has long been done. But if, as Rashi says, there was a delay, the Kohen would go on his Mizbeach and had another pile, so they put another pile down. And the Male comes up, he says, there's two piles in here, what do I do now? I know one is the Musaf and I know one is the Tomid, I don't know which one is which. Big problem. The answer is, you do know which one is which. If it's ever on the eastern side, bottom half of the kevesh, rest assured, that's the Tomid Shel Shachar. Make sure that goes first. You know, somebody once came to the Chazon Ish. Said to the Chazon Ish, the halachas of korbanos is so complex. There are tens of thousands of halachas. What to do once there's a mistake? Says he, imagine Mashiach would come now. They asked the Chazon Ish. We wouldn't know what to do. Nobody would know what to do. The Chazon Ish answered with all the godlessness and all the humility of the Chazon Ish. It's okay, I think I'll be able to ask him what to do. In other words, Chazon Ish knew the halachas of Kodshim, just like he knew the halachas of Shabbos, the halachas of Purim, the halachas of Mezuzah, the halachas of Tyres. In fact, the Chazon Ish knew Kol HaTorah Kulo. It's unbelievable. Literally unbelievable. We can have somebody almost in our time who wrote. We have the Sfarim of the Chazon Ish there, just behind you, Avram. See on the bottom shelf there? Those big red volumes. Mm. What's the Chazon Ish on? Kol HaTorah Kulo. Kol HaTorah Kulo. There is no area of Torah the Chazon Ish didn't write on, including the most complicated Kiddush HaChedesh, are the most complicated halachas. You have to know a lot about astronomy. Pages and pages and pages and pages and pages there in the Chazon Ish about Kiddush HaChedesh. An Erevin and Mikvah. There wasn't there's no subject that he didn't touch. It literally gives you a headache reading the Chazon Ish. And he writes so briefly. It still came out 7 or 8 volumes. If he would have written non-briefly, it could have been a 30 volume work, no problem. His Amelos Batera was so mind blowing. You've heard the famous story when he was on the way to bed and he collapsed. He had a bed in his room. He said, "I'm sorry, I miscalculated. I normally learn, I just leave a little bit of energy in the tank left that I could just walk to my bed. But I don't want to leave too much energy, because if I have too much energy, then I've got more energy to learn. But I can't leave no gas in the tank, because I won't be able to walk to my bed." He said once, on the way, he miscalculated, and he had less energy left than he thought, so he didn't have the necessary kriyas to make the 5 steps to the bed, so he collapsed on the way. So don't worry, nothing happened, I just miscalculated. So what do we say? When the mazgan is not quite working properly, that's it, my day up, not learning. My chavrus didn't turn up today, so I'm off. Got a bit of a headache. Chazon Ish lived in our generation, didn't live 500 years ago. Chazon Ish, the people alive today who saw the Chazon Ish. Tell me there was a Chazon Ish. I have an uncle who lives in Bayadagan. He's told me many, many stories, still alive until today. And many, many dealings he had with the Chazon Ish. Even today, you the Chazon Ish. Chankin Yesli. Shiyarach Yom Hashem is a nephew of the Chazon Ish. He doesn't give a finger without the Chazon Ish. Every form of his Torah, Chankin Yesli, puts it through every page. The Chazon Ish lived basically in our time. And he had a person who... That's what he once said. Okay, Mashiach. I think it'll be okay. I know what's going on. Because the malachos are very common. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Mr. Hashem, we'll reconvene tomorrow. When is the Grok today?
Today and tomorrow.
Oh, it's underway now. As it
starts. I think it officially starts around noon or 1 o'clock or
so.
We're on the subject of...